Good morning. Today we are gathered to reflect upon this beautiful occurrence in the life of Jesus. When he was still a baby, he was about 40 days old when Joseph and Mary presented him in the temple, as we have just heard from our gospel reading. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we greatly rejoice in you. We thank you for the garments of salvation and righteousness that you have clothed us with through the work of your Son Jesus on the cross. We rejoice in the knowledge that we are made new in him, and our sins are forgiven. Lord, we are in awe of your love and faithfulness. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so you, our God, will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Help us to shine with your righteousness and be a testament to your grace. May our lives bring glory to your name and draw others into your loving embrace. In Jesus' name, amen. My heart is filled with awe and gratitude as I reflect on this Christmas season. It has been a time of deep meaning and great joy as we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ and embrace the spirit of loving and giving. Through this season, I have witnessed the power of kindness and compassion. I have seen people coming together, reaching out to those in need, and spreading acts of generosity displayed by those dedicated people who allocated their time preparing Christmas hampers, and the anonymous businessmen who paid off every child's lay-by of toys is truly heartwarming, relieving the financial burden and allowed parents to experience the wonder and happiness of seeing their children's wishes come true. Their selfless act of kindness demonstrates the spirit of holiday season. These individuals gave of themselves without expecting anything in return, bringing joy and relief to those in need. It has reminded me of our incredible capacity to positively impact others' lives, even in the simplest of gestures. This Christmas reminds us of the importance of faith and hope, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Like Simeon and prophetess Anna, who are expectantly looking unto Jesus until they had this God-ordained encounter with him at the temple, when Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple to fulfill what was written in the law of the Lord. In the opening verses, we find Joseph and Mary coming to the temple for their purification according to the law of Moses. One such period of purification was related to childbirth, which according to Leviticus chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, a woman who gave birth to a child was considered ceremonially unclean for a certain period. For the birth of a son, the mother would be considered unclean for 7 days. On the 8th day, the male child would be circumcised as a sign of covenant between God and the Israelites. And we saw this fulfilled in Jesus in verse 21, second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Following the circumcision, the mother would continue in a state of purification for an additional of 33 days, making a total of 40 days. On the other hand, the mother would be considered unclean for 14 days and continue in a state of purification for an additional 66 days, for a total of 80 days for a birth of a female child. Aware of their commitment, Joseph and Mary want to fulfill the Jewish laws and traditions regarding the presentation of their firstborn son. They brought Jesus to the temple and offered sacrifices as prescribed by the law of Moses. This act of obedience and reverence to the law is of significance in honoring their spiritual heritage and embracing the traditions that they have guided their faith journey. Just as Jesus and Mary faithfully fulfilled their obligations, let us reflect on the rich tradition that have shaped our faith and strive to pass them on to future generations. Adherence to the law is not meant to burden us, but rather to guide us toward a righteous and fulfilling life. The law is holy, righteous and good, serving as a lamp to illuminate our path and provide us with direction. It is through obedience to God's commandments that we find true life and experience the reproofs of instruction. When we choose to obey God and trust Him with the consequences, we are led down a path of righteousness. It is important to remember that our obedience of the law or observance of the law should not be driven by legalism or a desire for self-righteousness, but rather by our genuine love for God and a desire to honor Him in all that we do. At the temple, after they had offered their sacrifices, a devout and righteous man, Simeon, eagerly awaited God's Messiah, who would bring the way to redemption for Israel. It says the Holy Spirit was upon Simeon and had revealed to him that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Led by the Holy Spirit, he entered the temple that day to meet Jesus. Recognizing the infant Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promises, Simeon took the child in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Simeon's prophetic words indicate that he recognized and acknowledged Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah who would bring comfort, redemption, and salvation to all people. His encounter with Jesus filled him with joy and assurance, seeing the child as a light for revelation to both Jews and Gentiles. As recipients of this grace, we are called to embrace this universal message and actively share it with the world or the people around us. Let us live as lights reflecting the glory of Christ and inviting others to experience his abundant love. Simeon's patient expectation teaches us the importance of persevering in faith, even during times of waiting and uncertainty. We are also called to trust in God's faithfulness, knowing that he fulfills his promises in his perfect timing. Let us cultivate a spirit of patient expectation, eagerly awaiting the fulfillment of God's purposes in our lives. Simeon's words also carry a sobering message. He prophesied that the mission of Jesus would face opposition, and even Mary, the mother of Jesus, would experience deep sorrow. This reminds us that the path of our redemption is not without challenges and sacrifices, but we were bought with the precious blood of Christ, as Peter points it. Following Christ may lead us to confront opposition, endure hardships, or even experience personal pain. However, it is through these trials that God's redemptive purposes are often fulfilled. As followers of Jesus, let us embrace the call to take up our cross, knowing that the ultimate victory of redemption awaits us. Then there was this Anna, a prophetess who spent her life in the temple. She is amazing because since becoming a widow, she has stayed in the temple. The scripture says that she never left the temple, and all that she did there was worship, fasted, and prayed night and day, looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Anna, already advanced of age, also encountered the infant Jesus in the temple. And in that moment, she recognized Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah. The fulfillment of God's promises, Anna's encounter with Jesus also highlights the importance of patience in waiting in God's timing. For years, she faithfully served and waited for the Messiah. Her encounter with Jesus demonstrates that God's timing is perfect and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Anna's role as a witness to Jesus' presence in the temple is a powerful reminder of the life-changing impact that encountering Christ can have on our lives. Anna's testimony serves as a powerful reminder that God uses individuals from all walks of life to bear witness to his redemptive work, the Messiah. Her encounter with Jesus demonstrates that God's timing is perfect in that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Anna's role as a witness to Jesus' presence in the temple is a powerful reminder of the life-changing impact that encountering Christ can have on our lives. Anna's testimony is a powerful reminder that God uses individuals from all walks of life to bear witness to his redemptive work. Regardless of our age or background, we have the privilege and responsibility to share the good news of salvation with others. Like Anna, let us be bold in proclaiming the saving work of Christ in our lives, in our communities. As we conclude, let us reflect on the profound truth revealed in Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. Just as Jesus and Mary faithfully fulfilled their obligation, we may honor our spiritual heritage and embrace the traditions that have shaped our faith. Like Simeon, let us cultivate patience, expectation, trusting in God's faithfulness to fulfill His promises. Like Anna, let us boldly testify to the redemptive work of Christ, proclaiming His salvation to all. Finally, let us recognize the cost of redemption, willingly embracing the challenges and sacrifices that come with following Jesus. May the story of Jesus' presentation in the temple, Simeon's patience, expectation, and Anna's prophetic testimony inspire us to live as a people of hope, embracing the light of redemption and sharing it with the world in need. May we be a community that faithfully fulfills our obligation, trust in God's faithfulness, boldly proclaim His salvation, and embrace the cost of following Jesus. May His redemptive work continue to transform us from glory to glory to glory. Let us pray. Thank you for your words. You have called us to be a people of hope in restoration, just as you promised to Zion. We thank you for the assurance that you will not rest until your righteousness shines forth like a radiant dawn. Help us to hold fast to this hope, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill your promises. Like Simeon, may we recognize the Savior in our midst and find joy in His salvation. Like Prophet Anna, may we be faithful witnesses, sharing the good news of Jesus with those around us. Grant us discernment, patience, in a heart of praise, doing your will as we wait for your perfect timing, our blessed hope, with our Lord and Savior Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.